The fire department report said two pilot lights were still burning when the natural gas exploded at JJ's restaurant. And the department announced a big policy change the next day. At any future gas leaks, it will actively manage the scene rather than turning the situation over to the gas company. On Friday, an attorney for some injured JJ's employees said the fire department never told them to turn off the pilot lights, which the report said they did, and that that would typically be done by professionals by turning off the accessible main valves outside. Five teens were injured by Saturday night gunfire at a dance hall at 87th and Hillcrest Road. Jim Reddy of Regulated Industries said the dance had no city permit.
I certainly would have required two security personnel, but more like three or probably four.
The one security guard said he was called in late when the scheduled one didn't show up. The crossfire was verbal as lawyers for North Kansas City and the board of its hospital squared off in court over whether the city has a right to negotiate for the sale of the hospital. City Administrator Matt Chateau denied board claims that the city was secretly planning to sell the hospital to for-profit HCA.
Everybody wants to ensure that this hospital can provide wonderful services in the same location it is today for decades to come.
As North Kansas City pondered its hospital, Kansas City, Missouri pondered who should run the police. Mayor Sly James revived the issue of local control, appointing a 30-person committee headed by former Mayor Kay Barnes to look into it. The police board currently reports to the governor. The governor got the first bill of the legislative session on his desk, one offering tax incentives for athletic events like the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City. The sponsor was Senator Eric Schmidt of St. Louis.
We believe that this is a really effective way of drawing these events in. It allows for sports commissions across the state to compete.
Not on Governor Nixon's desk, but advancing, a bill allowing health care workers to refuse to take part in procedures that violate their personal beliefs. Democrat Stacey Newman was not among those voting for it.
This is the Todd Akin bill of the session. Come on.
The Missouri Senate tried to get the state's transportation program rolling again by endorsing a one-cent sales tax for roads, bridges, and the like, but it faces an uphill battle in the House. In Kansas, Governor Brownback was sent a bill giving him more power in selecting appellate judges, and the Senate passed a bill including parts of the governor's tax plan that reduce income taxes and perpetuate a sales tax increase, and also a bill to end automatic payroll deductions for public employee unions' political causes. Republican Senator Greg Smith is from Olathe.
This doesn't take anybody's voice away. It doesn't take anybody's freedom away. It just means you actually have to care a little bit and make a conscious effort.
Also advancing in the Kansas House were two gun control bills, expanding the number of public places concealed carry is allowed, and one attempting to limit enforcement of possible federal gun laws. Kansas City rolled ahead with plans for a downtown streetcar system as a judge dismissed a lawsuit contesting the constitutionality of the transit funding district, but a regional rail election was derailed. Jackson County Executive Mike Sanders pulled the issue from the ballot after the railroads, whose tracks the light rail would run on, failed to agree exactly which tracks. The Shawnee Mission School District announced its new superintendent, popular independent superintendent Jim Henson, who told TV9,
"You always want to leave when they don't want you to leave."
The Chiefs introduced their new quarterback, Alex Smith.
There was no doubt in my mind this is where I wanted to be. Wasn't close. Everything pointed here for me.
And announced the release of Matt Cassel the next day. The YMCA announced plans for a new 100,000-square-foot facility downtown and for closing smaller ones in Raytown, Independence, and Kansas City, Kansas. Downtowners also celebrated the planned return of the La Raza Convention in 2015. The Latino civil rights group canceled one here in 2009 over a controversial park board member appointed by then-Mayor Mark Funkhauser. In the basketball tournaments, KU beat Iowa State 88-73, and K-State subdued Oklahoma State 68-57, and those Kansas teams vie tonight in the final game at Sprint Center. MU is headed home from the SEC after being defeated by Ole Miss 64-62. This is KCUR.